And let's stay with water. Ever since Europeans arrived in Australia, reliable water supply has been one of our most pressing concerns. Artesian water has been one of the mainstays that's allowed much of Australia to prosper. Well, work at the National Centre for Groundwater Research and Training at Wellington is trying to get a better handle on that precious resource. The centre's manager, Peter Graham, is speaking to Sally Bryant.
The problem with underground aquifers are that they're a natural system, which means they're highly variable. We understand to a certain degree, wherever we put a borehole down, we can glean some information out of that borehole. But you know, it's a very large area. Some of these larger aquifers are very deep, very difficult to get a good core or a soil sample from, and to also do groundwater tests on. It's the problem being that you're looking at something which is 30 metres underground and you can't get a good picture of it. There are very well established tests for measuring different aspects of aquifers, but what we're doing out here at the moment is we're looking at those aspects and actually hopefully developing some new methods for characterising aquifers.
So what sort of tools do you use?
We have numerous tools here. We have our own drill rig, which we run. We also use the Office of Water drill rig based out of Dubbo. We have level loggers, things which actually log groundwater level, log the conductivity of the groundwater and temperature change in the groundwater. We have a rainfall radar, which measures the incoming rainfall. We're still establishing this rainfall radar and we hope to have it set up soon, so it'll be a public asset. It's based in Wellington, so it should give us good regional coverage. We also use what's called sap flow meters. These are instruments which we install in trees and they measure the rate of flow from in the sap, and we can then tell how much water the trees are actually taking out of the ground. We do a lot of isotope analysis. The isotope analysis basically allows us to date water, and so we can tell how much time there has been between a rainfall event and how much, and then when how much is being evaporated out of the ground, or how much the trees are using, or how much is making into groundwater.
What you're describing to me is almost like an accounting system for water.
Yeah, it's the water budget. The groundwater system is like a bank, and what goes in has to be accounted for, and how much comes out has to be accounted for, so that we can get a good understanding as to how much we can withdraw ourselves.
I understand you've also got a site at the Wellington Caves. Can you tell me what you're doing there?
Yeah, we're very lucky to have the Wellington Caves so close by. It gives us an opportunity to sit beneath a soil profile and look at the rates of water flow through the soil profile. So it's essentially like sitting within an aquifer and seeing how much water is coming through after a rainfall event. What we're doing there at the moment is we've set up a series of drip loggers, which measure drip rates from the stalactites, and these drip rates we can then attribute to different rainfall events. What we're finding, and this hasn't been done at this sort of scale in the past, is that the stalactites seem to have different drip rates, which mean that some of them will drip constantly, some will respond to rainfall events, others will just drip permanently throughout even dry periods, and others we've found have been dry for quite a while. Explaining why there's such a difference is, I suppose, one of the interesting aspects in our job. And it also being able to explain that will help us a great deal in understanding how recharge to aquifers, such as the Great Artesian Aquifer, actually occurs.
That's Peter Graham from the National Centre for Groundwater Research and Training, and he was speaking to Sally Bryant.